Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is a good morning here in the studio. I get to talk with live people here in the studio. We've got our friends from Thrive St. Louis and Emmaus Lutheran Church here in St. Louis. And we've got a full house this morning. It's kind of nice. We're all packed in and we got the cozy giving tree here in the studio. It's a lively morning and nice and cozy when it's kind of chilly outside this morning. Well, joining me in studio this morning, Pastor John Helwig, pastor at Emmaus Lutheran Church here in St. Louis. Pastor Helwig, good morning and welcome to His Time.
Good morning, Andy. Thank you for having us on.
It's good to have you here, and not too long of a drive, I hope, over from Emmaus this morning.
No, I actually don't live that close to Emmaus, so this is on my way.
Oh, very good.
Out very conveniently for me. So.
Very good. Very good. And Carla, Carla Hagen, you are the center manager for Thrive St. Louis over in the Central West End. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct, Andy. I manage the Central West End office. We have a total of three brick-and-mortar offices, and my office is located right in the center of the Central West End on Linda Boulevard.
Very good. I'm looking forward to talking about what Thrive St. Louis is. Now, Brenda Petruso, you're also with Thrive St. Louis, the best choice manager and integrity. I knew I was going to mess that up.
That's okay. yes, I get the privilege of overseeing the Best Choice Sexual Integrity Program, which mm-hmm. goes into the schools, public and private, and shares the abstinence message, as well as I get to oversee Parent University, and we get to educate the girls once they come in and mm-hmm. choose life.
Wonderful. Very good. Well, glad to have you here this morning. And Rebecca Mays, the official, unofficial volunteer recruiter at Emmaus Lutheran Church here in St. Louis. Rebecca, good to have you with us
in studio this morning. It's great to be here.
Well, it is so fun to get to have everybody here. I want to talk about what Thrive St. Louis is doing, what Emmaus is doing in the partnership here. Let's talk about Thrive. What is Thrive St. Louis? What is this organization? What is Thrive St. Louis all about?
Well, Thrive St. Louis, Andy, provides positive options and medical services to young ladies experiencing a crisis pregnancy. We are a non-for-profit. We are confidential, and we offer our services free of charge. And we like to say that we walk alongside of them with programs and services during their pregnancy and then work with them after the baby is here so that they become thriving members of society independent of government programs.
Very good. And so you really, it's a way of supporting the community so that life is a good choice, is a choice that's perhaps a little bit easier for one to make in the St. Louis area.
Exactly.
Giving them the support that they need so that they can make that good choice.
Exactly.
Well, very good. And Pastor, tell us about Emmaus Lutheran Church here in St. Louis, about the history of Emmaus and what's going on there today.
Well, Emmaus really has an interesting history. It started off as a little mission start over 100 years ago and grew up into what was, in probably about around 1950, one of the largest churches in all of St. Louis. Unfortunately, with demographic shifts of the building booms of the 50s and the 80s, the church shrunk down and almost died at the turn of the millennium. I'm told that we were averaging about a dozen on a Sunday for attendance. But we not only preach the resurrection and live in it, Emmaus has experienced resurrection and it itself, and it is now a growing congregation. We're still anything but large, but it is growing and vibrant, and it's exciting that we're finally getting a chance to start partnering with groups like Thrive and helping others in the community in more and better ways.
Well, very good. And Rebecca, tell us about your service at Emmaus, and how did you come to Emmaus Lutheran Church?
My family, my husband and I joined Emmaus back in 2006 when we moved here. He works for Concordia Publishing House. That's what brought us to St. Louis. And a coworker of his was serving as the vacancy pastor there and kind of drew us in and helped us see the potential for the congregation. We'd not previously been part of an inner city congregation, but we loved the idea of remaining there in the city, making sure that the gospel was proclaimed in the city. And we did our best to stay and fight for its survival, so to speak, and have been thrilled to see it grow and develop over the years and be extremely blessed by God. Took a lot of prayers, and we're still praying for various changes to occur and answers to the unknown, the future of our congregation. But So that's what brought us there. We've both served in various roles over the years, and the most recent one that I've had is working with this partnership with Thrive.
And tell us about your service, how you serve at Emmaus Lutheran Church. We mentioned earlier, volunteer recruiter. I don't know if that's an official title or not. But
it isn't, but the joy of being part of a small congregation is that you can sort of make up your own titles. So I'm sort of the hostess from Emmaus. We'll talk just a minute about the parent university classes that are held at our church, but I'm there when those occur on Thursday evenings as kind of the representative from Emmaus. And then I've also been recruiting volunteers to help with that project. And unofficially, again, as part of a small congregation, you just serve in whatever way you're needed. So
sometimes multiple ways.
Yeah. Church cleaner, secretary, you name it.
I understand full well what that means in some of the positions I've held, that you get to do all kinds of things. And that's the nice thing about being a servant is it doesn't matter what you're given to do, get to do it with a joyful heart.
Exactly.
Tell us about this partnership with Thrive St. Louis. Why is it important to you as a congregation? Why is it important to you as a pastor to have this partnership with Thrive? We'll start with Pastor and we'll come back to Rebecca.
Well, it's important in several ways. One of them was that for us as a congregation, as I said, we've been growing, and we're finally getting to the point where we're looking for opportunities to start to reach out and to serve more of the community. And mm-hmm. so it was a beautiful melding, finding out that they were in need of a partner right when we were looking for people to partner with, and it has really helped us that way. Because it's important as a congregation to look out towards our neighbor as well. And how can we both love our neighbor as mm-hmm. we're commanded to love your neighbor as yourself, but also then opportunities to share the gospel with them. And through this, we actually have the privilege of doing both, helping our neighbors who are struggling in the face of crisis pregnancy and all of the myriad other challenges that go with that. Sometimes it's easy to overlook that, and mm-hmm. that's one of the things I love about what Thrive is doing, is it's not just let's take care of the baby, but let's take care of the baby, let's take care of the family so that the baby can grow up in a good household, so that the whole household and everybody can be helped out of it. And I think that's a great thing. And so it's good for us to be able to help in that. It gives us opportunities to, I lead Bible studies for the women and even a few men that come with Thrive and share the gospel with them through that way as well. The other thing is this, you know, it gives us those opportunities, again, to share the love of Christ and to really reach out to our neighbors who are in need. You know, I always think so much about how you hear all the time from people saying that, well, you pro-lifers, you only care about the baby, but you really don't care about helping the mother. You're going to want her to keep the baby, but then suffer. And that's simply not true. And this gives us an opportunity to do just the opposite of what we're charged of, and that is care about the baby and the mother and their future in the family and the whole thing.
The whole family unit as God designed it.
Right, yeah. And trying to help these become family units as God intended them mm-hmm. to be, because very often they're not. Some are, but very often they're not.
You might have mentioned this earlier. I'm sorry if I missed it. Where is Emmaus Lutheran Church located in the St. Louis area, for those who are familiar with St. Louis?
We're on South Jefferson, about 5 blocks south of Interstate 44, so right near Shenandoah. Mm-hmm. We actually have two buildings. The church building faces Jefferson. Technically, it's at the corner of Armand, which is just north of Shenandoah. And then around the corner on Shenandoah is where the school building is. The school has been closed for some time, but it's within that building that we host the Thrive events. To especially Lutherans within the St. Louis area, basically if you're heading south to CPH, you pass us on the way.
Very good. Rebecca, why is it important to you as a member of the congregation to have this partnership with Thrive?
Well, there's a number of different things that we've been so excited about regarding this partnership. Pastors mentioned several of them, the ability to plug into a pro-life effort. Mm-hmm. With a congregation as small as Emmaus is, it's very easy for churches like ours to be very inner-focused. You are struggling just to survive in many aspects, and the thought of community outreach of touching your neighbor is overwhelming because mm-hmm. you're just trying to keep the lights on and the bills paid and the church clean and so forth. But this opportunity that God really placed in our lap allowed us to plug into a number of different networks, both with Thrive, with congregations throughout the St. Louis area that we've partnered with to provide volunteers. We've been contacted by donors who have helped support this effort financially. Other Lutheran organizations like the Lutheran Foundation and Thrive-It have all helped plug in their resources to help make this possible and have allowed our tiny congregation to really help make a huge impact on the community.
Isn't it amazing how insignificant our difficulties, our problems seem when we are given an opportunity to serve someone else and take advantage, you know, and can step up to that opportunity to serve?
I think this connection with Thrive has really transformed the congregation, exactly relating to what you were saying, because we've been able to see the lives of people who are of different culture than we are or different socioeconomic status than we are. We see their struggles. We realize what the gospel really means when you've been baptized and grown up in our church body and you haven't had that outside perspective. And you mm-hmm. see people who are hungering for the gospel, hungering for connections and love, both from people as well as from mm-hmm. Our Heavenly Father. It ignites something in you that it reminds you that that's what we're doing. That's what we're here for, mm-hmm. is to share the gospel, not just to focus on ourselves.
What a great point. We have more to talk about with Thrive St. Louis and our friends at Emmaus Lutheran Church here in St. Louis. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more with our friends from Thrive St. Louis. Stick around for more His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
KFUO celebrates our 90th anniversary. On December 14th, 1924, from a small attic studio in St. Louis, KFUO was heard for the very first time. Our founders used the motto, keeping forward, upward, and onward, to go along with the call letters assigned to the station. And from that day on, KFUO has moved forward through each decade, proclaiming a Christ-centered message. We've moved upward with broadcasting in AM, FM, HD, and satellite syndication of KFUO programs. Worldwide KFUO continues to move onward, using today's technologies including internet streaming, on-demand programs, and podcasting. The mission of that first day is the mission we have today. Go out and proclaim the gospel. Now, through the end of January, join us for fun and memories during this 90-day celebration with a new theme each week, reflecting on our 90 years of ministry. KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Peace Lutheran Church of South County is our KFUO Church of the Week. Peace invites you to worship with them on Saturdays at 5 p.m. or Sundays at 8, 9:20, and 10:30 a.m. Sunday school and Bible classes meet each Sunday morning at 9:15. Senior Pastor Dennis Castens and Associate Pastor John Ferguson and all the members invite you to worship with them on Saturday or Sunday. You can visit peacelutheranchurch.org for information or call 314-892-5610.
It's not too late to celebrate Refugee Sunday. Throughout their 75th year, Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service and thousands of congregations across the country are celebrating the gifts migrants bring to the United States through Refugee Sunday. Special LCMS resource kits, including video, bulletin inserts, and posters, are available for planning discussion, prayer, and action. More information at lirs.org/Sunday kit.
Well, Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We are talking with our friends from Emmaus Lutheran Church here in St. Louis, Missouri, and Thrive St. Louis. And before we went to break, we got to hear from the perspective of Emmaus Lutheran Church and their partnership with Thrive. Let's talk more about Thrive St. Louis and the needs here in St. Louis. Now, Carla, you serve as the center manager at the Central West End, and as an RN, I really see things from this from the clinical or the medical side of things. What are the needs in this area? Why is it so important that we have an organization such as Thrive? What is it that really prompts and motivates you and others who are involved with Thrive and in congregations? What is this great need in St. Louis? How great is it?
I have the great opportunity to sit down and witness the love of Jesus with the people that walk into Thrive. We see women, unfortunately, as early as maybe 13 years old up until they're finished with childbearing. And so we have a wonderful opportunity to share the love of Jesus and then offer them resources. They come in, they're scared, the pregnancy is unplanned, they come from maybe less than desirable neighborhoods, families, and so forth. And so we have the opportunity to meet with them one-on-one and to find out exactly what their needs are. And so our Thrive staff, all of our volunteers are trained. We are all ministry partners, and we have the opportunity to offer that free lab quality pregnancy test. We can then, if they qualify, offer a free ultrasound. We can give them pregnancy verification. And then after we have that assessment finished, we can then sit down and develop a plan to help them. Some of our ladies come in very, very abortion-minded and determined. And some of them, really, no woman ever wants to have an abortion. However, when they walk through our doors and they know that our center is safe and they have the opportunity to tell us everything that's going on within their lives, then we have the opportunity, like I said, to share the love of Jesus and to let them know the options and let them know the resources that we have available mm-hmm. to them. Some of them don't have the opportunity for diapers and clothing and wipes and so forth, and also just simple medical care when they're placed, when they are faced with this unplanned pregnancy.
And the value of having a safe place in a culture that is that doesn't value life in the way that God designed it, that doesn't value life, doesn't value family, the institution that God designed, the institution of family. It's so important to have this. I'm curious just to help me and our listeners understand how great this need is in St. Louis. Do you have any idea about, in a typical month, how many you might see, or maybe over, or in a year, how many women and children you've helped?
Well, we have, to break that down, we have three brick and mortar centers. One is located on Lindell. We have another one located up in the St. Charles area on Mid River Small Drive, and we have another one up in Bridgeton. And I would have to say that on any given day, we probably see, in my particular center, we will see up to 10 women who are looking for services. Our center is open 40 hours per week. And our parent university, which we're going to talk about in just a mm-hmm. little bit, we have anywhere from 10 people that attend up until 35 to 40 people that come to parent university at a time. So we are busy. We are a very, very busy, which is very, very exciting because there is such a need there for these services in the St. Louis area.
So any given day could, as you said, about 10 women or so seeking assistance.
In just one center. And then we also have two mobile units. And the mobile units, one is mostly always parked across the street from Planned Parenthood. And that mobile unit is equipped with a nurse, is equipped with a client advocate. They do also the pregnancy testing and the ultrasounds. And then we have another mobile unit that travels in and around abortion vulnerable zip codes also, and that one particularly is parked in the North City area.
So one of the first probably the first encounter that one might have, that a woman might have, is with these centers, getting connected with Thrive and getting the support she needs to make that choice to carry her child through full term and deliver her child. And beyond that, then you don't just leave her with that. You don't leave her child or the child's father alone with just that and say, okay, great, you've made this choice. There's support beyond that. And Brenda, that's where you come in, right?
Yes, is what happens is when they get to me, which is Parent University, they have chosen life. So these girls and the fathers of the baby, they don't always feel equipped to be able to raise this mm-hmm. child. So is what happens is we get them connected to Parent University. This is a 46-week class session. And is what happens is we try to educate, we want to equip and empower them to feel that they can then become a strong unit. Some of the things that we cover over there when they come in, we talk to them about pre- and postnatal care. Some of them never have that opportunity. They don't even know what that is. From there, we talk about healthy relationships and sexual integrity. Obviously, people make some poor choices. So it's helping them get back on the right track with these healthy relationships and the sexual integrity. We also talk about personal goal setting and decision making. These things that we're talking about right now are foreign to some of these girls and guys. We also get into the parenting classes, child development and discipline. And then we also have a section that's just on the family, and it's on budgeting, those types of things. So once they finish with all of those classes, then we have baby dedication for them. So is what we're trying to do is at one point we were in the centers providing these classes. And then we realized how important it was to get them out into the community and introduce them to church. So that's when Emmaus came into the picture. And I have to say, they have just embraced us. They have gone above and beyond the call of duty. And now these patients of ours, they are starting to feel comfortable with that church environment. So encouraging the love of God, showing them that we're here not to pass judgment, but to just show them the love of Christ and love on them, make them stronger through that love, mm-hmm. and equip them as much as we possibly can.
Pastor, as you hear from our friends at Thrive about how valuable it is for Thrive to connect with a congregation to bring that love of Christ in and to bring them into a community of Christ. What are your thoughts about that as you hear that from Thrive?
That's one of the reasons that we're partnering with them. We're excited mm-hmm. about that. Not just that this is doing good work for helping their neighbor, but understanding that if we don't bring them to Christ, we've made, to put it bluntly, their trip to hell a little more pleasant. Hmm. Ultimately, we need to bring them to Christ so that they have eternal life as well. And the healing, and I love how we're trying to build this through the partnership and through the work of Thrive, helping them body and soul as a whole person and as a whole family unit mm-hmm. as well, and bringing them together in that way is a really exciting thing to have been happening and be a part of. Because I think it's essential that we tie this all back to the love of Christ and not in an abstract way. Because where do we meet Christ? But he comes to us predominantly through his church, word and sacrament within the community of believers and that sort of thing. And so it's not just, believe in Christ, sit at home on your own, but rather come into
stay
the community.
Warm and well fed.
Right.
And, yeah.
But rather be in the community, continue to be fed in Christ, and that sort of thing. And that's part of the ultimate goal of this, is to help them to be a part of that community, be fed spiritually, as well as getting those vital tools that Thrive gives them as far as how to mm-hmm. preserve this life, provide for this life, and make it a better life for the parents and children.
We also have, we're working on a male mentoring class as well. So we're just not addressing the moms. Mm-hmm. We're also encouraging our dads. We're trying to get them to understand how important the dad is in the family unit. And so we are trying to equip them as well, get them that sense of community, that they are not alone, that there are a lot of men that need help and guidance and direction in all of this. And it's just to show that support to them. So it's amazing to see all of these individuals come to these classes, they start bonding with each other and starting that sense of community within mm-hmm. themselves with the support of the churches. And all three of our centers are connected to a church.
That's great.
So it's a wonderful, wonderful program.
I have so many more questions to ask and so much more. We are unfortunately out of time. How can folks find out more about Thrive St. Louis and Emmaus as well?
If they'd like to get more information, they can call us directly at Thrive, and that phone number is area code 314-783-0403.
Had to think about that for a little bit, huh? All right, and Emmaus, how can folks find out about Emmaus Lutheran Church, and also if they want to support what's going on there?
Sure. The website for Emmaus is www.emmaus-stl.org. We're also always needing volunteers to help with childcare as well as provide food for those classes, and they can contact me directly if they'd like to volunteer at 314-229-1134.
Our guest today, Rebecca Mays and Pastor John Helwig from Emmaus Lutheran Church. Thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you for having us.
And also Brenda Petruso and Carla Hagen from Thrive St. Louis. Thanks for being my guest today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. Stick around for more His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO.